Psalms 119:105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
And he said unto him, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men.
Can I do it?
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was his God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made.
Yes, God is good.
Who else is saying?
But you, O Lord, are a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in mercy and truth. Psalms 86:15.
Yes. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Psalms 119:89.
Help us have your day, and hope of you, and I love Jesus.
You did it. Sing my own now. Sing my
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. Behind me, the cross before me.
Amen.
The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. No turning back. Turning back, will you decide now to follow Jesus? Will you decide now to follow Jesus? Will you decide now to follow Jesus? No turning back, no turning back.
Amen.
Great.
Amen.
We're going to do a little about Meet the Pastor appreciation. Pastor means shepherd, and Jesus was the good shepherd. And if you'll notice in your bulletin, it has, it's the thank yous for the preacher, and it has many scriptures on there. And I'm not going to read all this, but Jeremiah 3:15, and it says, I will give you pastors according to my heart, which shall feed you with the knowledge and understanding. And that's our pastor for sure. And the good shepherd Our pastor is like a shepherd. He's the under shepherd. And the great shepherd is, or my good shepherd is, Jesus Christ. Jesus said in John 10:11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. And he sure did. And our pastor and his wife give their lives for us. And we're going to do a little thing. It's meet the pastor, and I've asked the pastor some fun questions, and our youth have tried to answer some of these questions. And so our toddler's question was, what is the pastor's favorite color? So they will hold up their little color signs, and that's what they thought the pastor's favorite color was. Pastor, what's your favorite color?
Blue.
Blue. Ding, ding, we have a winner. Okay. Our beginner's class question was the pastor's favorite food, and they drew it, okay? So I'm going to hold them up, some of them, and it says macaroni, spaghetti, and meatballs. And then some said taco, macaroni and cheese seems like a given one on this, chicken leg, mashed potatoes, and spinach. Some said chicken leg, macaroni, green beans, mashed potatoes. I'm getting hungry right now. And then one said chicken leg, spinach, mashed potatoes, and broccoli. So, Pastor, what's your favorite food?
Banana pudding.
Banana pudding. He goes straight for the dessert. Okay. Our primary class was our pastor's favorite place to go. And a lot of them drew pictures, and they said church was the pastor's favorite place to go. And then we also had the beach, and we had the park, and some said Florida and Hawaii, and some said the mountains. So, preacher, what's your favorite place to go?
Church.
Church. Oh, ding, ding, we have lots of winners. Okay. And then we asked the preteens class, we asked them what was pastor's favorite book of the Bible, and if you all will hold those up, some said Revelations and Proverbs, and said Daniel and Jeremiah, and some said 1 John, and then what's your Genesis, okay? Preacher, what's your favorite book of the Bible?
Daniel.
Oh, ding, ding, we got a winner. All right. And then we asked the teens, what is the hardest part of pastor's job? And some said being able to just preach and have people intrigued by your message. Hardest part was people cause drama. Also the people. We are people. That's the hardest part. Also, people that scoff and talk about other people and make untrue rumors. Dealing with Satan's trials, pressure he puts on upon those close to God.
Well said.
Dealing with unbelievers and people who don't agree with him. I think the hardest part of preacher's job is keeping focus on the word and the study. The devil has his tactics to direct preacher's mind and focus away using temptations, distractions, and worldly things. And finding something to preach about each week, standing up in front of crowds. So, preachers, what's the hardest part about your job?
Watching people suffer when they don't have to.
When they don't have to.
Yes.
All right. Now we know a little bit more about our pastor, and learning more about him can help us to appreciate our pastor more. Our pastor has a big responsibility, and we need to love him and his wife and pray for them, not just our children, but us as adults too, and appreciate him that the Lord has placed him as our pastor.
Yes.
And we want to say thank you, Pastor.
Yes.